now. Here's a bit of science for you on the wireless, eh? Put your hand on a hot stove for a minute, and it seems like an hour. Sit with a pretty girl for an hour, and it seems like a minute. That's relativity. Words from a very wise man. Albert Einstein, talking about his most famous theory. Well, today is the anniversary of Einstein's death, but the mention of the word relativity often strikes fear and confusion and ignorance in amongst many people. Well, our reporter, Rajiv Gupta, went along to Rosendale and spoke with Claire Holt, founder of Flashbang Science, and some young people there about the importance of science in everyday life.
Claire, massive day, death anniversary of Einstein. How important was Einstein in influencing science and teaching children today?
It's massively important, pardon the pun on mass, because of the general theory of relativity, but also the special theory of relativity and understanding how our solar system works and how you can accelerate particles, tiny, tiny particles with small mass, so much to give huge amount of energy. And it just looks like a basic equation for most people, but the importance of it is tremendous.
It's quite a complicated theory for anyone to get their head round, including myself. So part of your job is to go into schools and break it down and simplify it for kids. Yes. How would you go about doing that for the theory of relativity?
So I have got a very neat experiment for most of scientific theories in the world. And the one we do for Einstein's theory of relativity is with a simple bedsheet, footballs and oranges and all sorts of different balls of sizes. We deliberately choose balls because if you've got cubes or stuff, you get into friction, which blows it out of the water. But basically, it's to show children in a very, very simple term what some of these scientific theories are. They get to feel it and see it rather than listening and writing about it.
Is it still important today to respect and know about a scientist like Einstein?
Yes, I believe so, for one reason only, and that's understand science. I think we've lost our way a little bit in understanding science. And if you don't understand science, you don't ask questions. If you don't ask questions, we don't go forward. Science is always going forward.
Right, and I've got Jack with me. Jack, you're a Year 9 pupil. Have you ever come across Einstein much in your schoolwork?
No, not much, really. All I know is that he's done the theory of relativity, and that's about it.
And we had an experiment earlier where Claire got the bedsheet out and got some marbles and a balloon and an orange. Yeah. Did that help you understand it a bit more?
Yeah, it did help me quite a lot, actually, yeah.
And in terms of science, how does it rate up there in terms of things that you like?
Well, to be totally honest, I've never been that big a fan of science, apart from physics. I like physics, that's about it.
Well, you've done well to come here on your school holidays to learn a bit more. And finally, Claire, science and with young children, it is a difficult topic to address all the time.
Yes.
You make it easier for them. Is it something you think in future that they're going to grow to like even more?
I do believe if you get them at primary school age especially, because that's when they're at their inquisitive most. They're asking questions, they want to know. They're like sponges to soak up information. And if it's fun, they will ask those questions and soak it up a lot more. So that's the whole idea. They come into this mobile lab, they have fun, they do some science, they do it rather than think about it, and then they go back and ask questions. And how good is that for the future? Future generation of scientists, but also future understanding of the world around us.